Profiles encourage. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Even before Clay Duke opened fire on the Bay District School Board, you could argue that there's no more dangerous public job than being on the school board. If it's not an angry gunman waving a pistol at you, it's fights about teaching creation science or banning Huckleberry Finn or condoms on lunch trays. And when the job isn't dangerous, it tends to involve mind-numbing discussions about head lice. And your reward as a board member? Complaints from parents who think you're incompetent. Well, I have no idea about the Bay City School Board's competence, having only seen the one meeting, but we can all testify to their courage. And it's not typical. What's typical is what this witness in the audience did.
And when he pulled out his gun, that's when I hit the floor. I, like, ducked. It was probably one of the most scariest moments of my life.
The school board didn't hit the floor. They were as cool as airline pilots. Where does that come from? In the case of Superintendent Bill Husfeldt, it was his faith in God. But I think it also has to do with the type of person who gets into public service. They don't just think about themselves, because if they did, they'd never seek a job where sooner or later your decisions are bound to upset people. We like to snipe at public officials. But the next time you're tempted, remember the scene where Superintendent Husfeldt tells an armed man, upset about his wife's firing, that the buck stops here.
I'm the one that signed the paper, right? Let them go. I'm the one that did it. They don't sign the papers. I'm the only one that signs them. Will you let them go?
That's courage. And, I will add, having an armed and well-trained security guard just outside was a pretty good idea, too. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.